got to remember all the new stuff here. Call this meeting to order. This is the special session of the mayor and council of the city of Bisbee, county of Cochise, and state of Arizona, to be held on Wednesday, October 18th, 2017, at 5:30 p.m. in the Cochise County Board of Supervisors hearing room at 1415 Melody Lane, Building G, Bisbee, Arizona. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Anna Klein?
Here.
Councilmember Joan Hanson?
Here.
Councilmember Frank Davis?
Here.
Mayor David M. Smith?
Here.
Councilmember Bill Higgins?
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Douglas Dunn?
Here.
Councilmember Gabe Lindstrom?
Here.
City staff Robert Smith, interim city manager, Ashley Coronado, city clerk, Carrie Bagley, finance director, George Castillo, interim fire chief, Aldo Orduño, city attorney.
Thank you, ma'am. Although it's not listed as an item, I will be taking call to the public. I have two people signed up, and Mr. Fred Miller. Up here, sir. Oh, I'm telling. Not only that, we have a full light system there that you'll see it go from green to yellow and blank red.
Oh, my God. Well, I hope you don't get used to such august surroundings. Yeah. So this is a special session, and I do support offering Mr. Smith a contract for city manager. And I'm aware that there are some people opposing offering a contract at this point, and not so much on qualifications, but the process. And the arguments go something like this. They said that if the city is going to offer a larger amount for a city manager, then the position should be re-advertised. This, they speculate, will attract more qualified people. A second argument against offering a contract now is that this is a breach of public trust by a curtailed search process, and that the selection process should continue as scheduled. A third argument is that this is all too hasty. And finally, the fourth argument is financial. Where's the dough coming from to pay Mr. Smith? The reported amounts range from not so much to really a lot. My response to these arguments has been there's no evidence that a higher amount of money offered will attract more qualified people to Bisbee. It might or it might not. It would, a higher amount, though, would likely bring more flakes out. A lower amount certainly did. Hasty or not, going through at least a four-month advertising, winnowing, interviewing, negotiating, selection process, and then a six-month break-in period for a new city manager is simply not a reasonable stance given that the city is in such a precarious position right now due to the City Hall fire. Financial is certainly a concern. If any extra money is needed for a larger salary, that's not now in the city manager budget, it's going to be found by shuffling money around from various departments. That's going to short some departments, no matter how you work it. It has to come from someplace. And that's typical with funding shortfalls for specific items, and the council has been used to dealing with that for many years. But that's just the way it's going to have to be. The next budget will deal with it a little bit differently. So my suggestion, in order to have some unity in our community and show some understanding of the reasons for opposition to the current process, tonight I ask Mr. Smith directly that you be financially reasonable during contract negotiations. As a longtime working person, I know the value of my work, as I'm sure that you do yours. I don't ask you to devalue your worth, but keep in mind the financial situation of the city that you know well. A reasonable salary the first year would be a thoughtful olive branch to those opposing this process. My suggestion is that at a minimum, a multi-year contract be offered with payment bumps in the second and following years and council performance evaluations built into 6 months intervals. But, Mr. Smith, where else are you going to have the complex, difficult, and interesting problems that would allow you to bring all your experiences, resources, and wisdom gained in your working life to bear? Other places will be boring. Here, you'll be alive.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Ms. Tammy Birch. Welcome, Ms. Birch.
Thank
Tammy Birch. Can you hear me?
Yes,
okay,
we can.
I'm from Ward 3. I live at 215 Hereford Road. I'll be here tomorrow night for the planning and zoning meeting. Okay, I'm very pleased to be here. I want to thank everyone in our city for being so dedicated to our community. I love our community. I'm full of sadness about what happened at the City Hall. And thank you for all for doing your part. I love my community. Now to get on with the agenda. The decision to, in my understanding, and I feel like this is a very important decision, and I don't know exactly what you're going to be doing tonight, voting on it or whatever. I believe we need public input. I believe that we need to hear from all of the candidates. I mean, it's not that I don't appreciate what our acting city manager did during David's absence, but I just think that I would like to hear from all of the candidates, have questions, the same questions put to all of them. I don't know if that's going to happen, and I don't know why there's such a rush to make this decision tonight. Let's see, what else? Can't read my writing. Basically, what's the rush? If you look at your past decisions for the last city manager, we need to really investigate the background and the experiences and what all of the council people and all the people that work with him, not just who but they put on the recommendations. So anyway, I respectfully request that this be put off and have more public input. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Birch. Did you somehow miss it, Alex? You have 3 minutes. Sure. Doesn't start yet till you get up there. Okay, go.
Okay, so my name's Alice Hammers, and I live in McNeil, but my taxes, a lot of them, are here, and I love Bisbee, and I actually did run for school board, but thankfully I lost. Anyway, I really urge you, look what happened the last time. Let's just do a better job of looking into the candidates. This is just too fast. Take it easy. Let's find out who our candidates are. And moreover, I mean, I would suggest that we really look for somebody who's more innovative. I have to say I did look at politics, and that's a mindset. And I fear this mindset. I really fear it, genuinely. So I would urge you to look for somebody or to, perhaps this is the person, but I would urge you, take more time. Let's find somebody because this will cost a lot of money. It has cost a lot of money. He cost another city a lot of money. So don't think money, serious money, isn't in play here, because it is. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you, Ms. Hammers. Moving on to item one. Discussion and possible motion to extend permanent employment offer as city manager to Robert E. Smith, contingent on the negotiation of an acceptable compensation package. I'd like to indicate something before we have a motion. There has been discussion that this is moving too quickly, that a person hasn't been vetted. I'd like to remind a couple things. One, Mr. Smith has been completely vetted by a professional company that he worked for, that in fact we have, pardon me, did somebody say something? Okay, I'm going to ask the audience to keep quiet. That has been completely vetted by that organization in order to be hired by us and anybody else. Second, Mr. Smith has been completely vetted by a professional investigations company We have, unlike the last situation, we have a complete report of Mr. Smith's past, including criminal records, civil records, financial records. We have a complete financial package on Mr. Smith. None of this was done previously. This is something that I insisted on. So we have, even down to the fact that Mr. Smith has a master's degree, and that has been verified. So when people, if somebody has a concern that there has been no vetting of this particular candidate, they are 100% wrong. He's been vetted by many sources over a long period of time. Second, I just want to make one comment and then we'll move on. If I was going to have surgery, or if I was going to go to have to go to trial on a case, I would hope to get the very best surgeon that I could, or the very best attorney, and I wouldn't necessarily be looking for the cheapest one. So with that, do we have a motion to go into executive session?
I move to enter into executive session per ARS 38-431.03.
A1. All right, do we have a second?
Second.
We have a motion, we have a second. Ms. Coronado, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Klein?
Aye.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Nay.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-2. We stand in executive session. Thank you, ma'am. Council, do we have a motion? We have a motion to come out of executive session with a second. Those in favor signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those against, same. Hearing none. The motion is unanimous. Do we have a motion?
I move to extend a permanent employment offer to the city manager, Robert E. Smith, contingent on negotiation of an acceptable compensation package.
I second.
We have a motion. We have a second. Ms. Coronado?
Councilmember Klein?
Nay.
Councilmember Hansen?
Aye.
Councilmember Davis?
Aye.
Councilmember Higgins?
Aye.
Mayor Pro Tem Dunn?
Aye.
Councilmember Lindstrom?
Nay.
Mayor Smith?
Aye. Motion passes 5-2. Do we have a motion?
I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. All those in favor of adjournment, signify by stating aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion passes unanimously.